Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, Paul said, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And I want to preach to us, talk to us, encourage us here today from that first verse, be strong in the Lord. Turn to somebody next to you in your living room or wherever you are, say, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Amen. God bless you. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Do I believe that this crisis in our world is an attack of the enemy? Not necessarily. There are some things that are just life. It's just life. But know this, the enemy would love to use this crisis to further his goals in our world. He would love to use this to impact every child of God. He would love to take this and put it to work in his plans against the kingdom of God. What we must do in times like this is to learn to stand, to be strong in the Lord, to be unwavering, to be steadfast, so that we can make it through this. And we will make it through this. Now, sometimes that's hard to do. Every person has a choice. It is a choice that we must make every day. And just because we made the right choice yesterday, we still have the choice before us again today. And along with that, if we made the wrong choice yesterday, we can make the right choice today. And here's the choice. Are you ready for this today? Here's the choice. Will we listen to the word of faith, or will we listen to the word of doubt and fear and unbelief? Those who choose to focus on the word of faith in their lives, they learn to tune out the circumstances around them. And it's not that we have our head in the sand. It's not that we should be oblivious to the things that are going on around us. No, we need to realize those things, but we don't let those things into our spirit. We put our surroundings and our situation and we put our circumstances in the context of the Word of God. And we choose to focus on the word of faith instead of the word of doubt and fear. Our text today, it says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I must admit, in times like this, in times like we're going through right now, we can feel so weak, we can feel so inadequate, we can feel so small compared to what we are up against. But it's not our strength that gets us through. We're to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It's his strength that gets us through. If you're feeling overwhelmed today, if you feel a load of circumstance weighing you down, if you don't know how you're going to make it, let me encourage you here today. It's okay to be overwhelmed. It's okay to not have the strength to make it. We're turning to Jesus today, and we're asking for his strength in the middle of what we are going through. We're asking that God would make up what we don't have today, that we could be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It's not our power. It's not our strength. We don't have what it takes ourselves, but God is able to bring us through. And so we're going to go to him today and trust in his strength and in his power, in his ability. I want to read Psalm 46 today. This is a comfort to us when we're faced with overwhelming challenges. The whole chapter is just 11 verses. You may want to read through this frequently during this time. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. I speak a word of encouragement to somebody here today. I know in the midst of this, your heart is racing and there's fear at every hand, and you're nervous about the future and you're so burdened today. But the word of the Lord says, be still and know that I am God. Still your heart today. Still that heart, that shaking, and take comfort in knowing that God is in heaven. He knows where we're at and what we're facing, and he will bring us through. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Be strong today. Sometimes we feel weak. Sometimes we realize that we don't have the strength we need, but God is our strength and he is our refuge. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. Somebody today needs this refuge. We're faced with a global challenge. It is a global challenge, and many times there's things that happen in our world, but it's on the other side of the globe somewhere. It's in a third world country. It's in a distant land far away, but this situation affects everybody. It affects everyone. It's not just our city. It's not just our nation. It's the entire world that is going through this. And if we were going to run, where would we run to? There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to escape. Oh, but there is. There is. God is our refuge and our strength. He's our refuge from this storm. He's our help in this time of trouble. Oh, Springfield, you need to hear this. America, you need to hear this. Our world needs to pay attention to this. I believe God is going to bring us through this. I believe he's going to use our doctors and he's going to use our healthcare system, and we're going to get through this. But as a people, we need to turn to God. We need to recognize his power and his ability, that he is our refuge and that he is our help. I think of that old song, "Where Do I Go When There's Nobody Else to Turn To?" Oh, come on, somebody today, you need to listen to the message of this today. Who do I talk to when nobody wants to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock. I know he's able. I go to the rock. I wonder, just all across this Facebook Live broadcast and living rooms and all across Springfield and around the world, I wonder if we could sing that chorus today. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I run to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me. And when the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Oh, where can I hide till the storms have all passed over? Where can I run to when those winds of sorrow threaten? And is there a refuge in the time of tribulation? When my soul needs consolation, I go to the rock. Somebody needs to go to the rock today. You need to trust in the rock. You've been trying to make it all on your own, and you're coming up short. We come up short when we try it all on our own strength. Our strength runs out. We're overwhelmed with doubt and fear. But I've come to tell you there is an answer. It's the God of our salvation. You need Jesus today. You need Jesus, and oh, what a friend he is. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Let's go to the rock today, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. It was that great leader of God's people, Moses. He told the people of Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, "Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee." Same words ring true today, thousands of years later. God has been tested and tried, and he is faithful. He will not fail you. He will not forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not. Fear not. Those exact words are found all throughout the Bible. Is a promise from God that we can overcome fear. Fear not, because God will be with you. The people of Israel faced some impossible challenges, and they had enemies who were much greater than they were. Obstacles and battles and challenges. It was not easy, but God was with them. And he did not leave them, but he brought them through. And God's promises hold true today. If you will run to that refuge, if you will call on his name, if you will turn to the Lord today, he will be with you. 2 Chronicles 7:14 declares, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land." That's a message that our world needs to hear today. If we will humble ourselves, if we will pray, if we will seek the face of God, if we will turn from our wicked ways, then God will hear from heaven and he will heal our land and he will forgive our sin. That is what we need. He will be with us. It was in Psalm 27:1 that David said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" When the Lord is our light and when he is our salvation, whom shall we fear? Oh, what a privilege today to trust in the Lord. He's the strength of our life. Somebody today say, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Not in our own wisdom, not in our own power, but not in our own strength, because we are lacking, but be strong in the Lord. He is the strength of our life, and whom shall we be afraid of? I pray this is encouraging someone today. I know you're facing things that you've never faced before. I know that you may feel helpless against all that you're up against, but be strong in the Lord. Don't listen to the voices of fear today, but tune in to the voice of faith and proclaim life and healing and the blessings of God. God is our refuge and strength. I want to look at the life of the prophet of Daniel today in the Old Testament. And we don't know much about the early life of this great prophet. He was not a priest, but he was probably of royal blood, perhaps even a descendant from King Hezekiah. But just as a young man, Daniel was carried captive into Babylon. From then on, his whole life was spent in exile from his country. And he becomes an interpreter of dreams. He becomes an advisor to kings. He lives a long life, and he's a counselor to some of the greatest kings our world has ever known, like Nebuchadnezzar and Cyrus and Darius. But what made Daniel special was his relationship with God. Yes, he was accustomed to the courts of the kings of this world, but more than that, he was accustomed to the courts of heaven. He was a man of prayer. He was separated from worldly things. He was faithful to God even when it wasn't the popular thing to do. They even passed laws against him to get him to stop praying, but his walk with God was more important than even his life. You can read about it in Daniel chapter 6. The princes of the kingdom were so jealous of Daniel because he had an excellent spirit. And the king preferred him over all of the other princes. And so they set out to find something against him. But because Daniel was faithful, they could not find any fault in him. All they had on Daniel was his relationship with God. And so they connived together, and the king, they got him to decree a new law that for 30 days, no one could pray to any god except the king, or else they would be thrown into a den of lions. But Daniel's relationship with God was greater than his loyalty to man. And in Daniel 6 and 10, we read, "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime." I know that, let's just be honest, we'd probably be a little tempted to maybe just go kind of hide out somewhere for 30 days and maybe pray a little quieter during that time. Certainly we'd close the window instead of leaving it open where people could hear us. But 3 times a day, Daniel knelt before that window facing Jerusalem, and he prayed and gave thanks before God just like he had always done. Of course, we know the rest of the story, that he was indeed thrown into that den of lions, but God delivered him and shut the mouth of the lions. And what his enemies meant to use to destroy him, it only strengthened Daniel, and it only established the kingdom of God. And the Bible says that Daniel prospered. As all of this has been developing over the last few weeks, I've been in much prayer and seeking the presence of God and asking God for peace and help and direction and for God's protection over our church and over our leaders. And I don't know about you, but I've been praying for a swift end to this virus. God is able. I've been praying that God would give me a word to speak to our church. And it was during the night, several times, Friday night and early Saturday morning, that I feel that the Lord spoke to me in my sleep a phrase from a scripture here in the book of Daniel. And I feel that this is a word to our church. And for all of those watching here today, I feel like this is an answer for us in this time of great need. Daniel chapter 11, we find the account of different kingdoms rising and falling. And the theme of the chapter is really, it's all about destruction and trouble and turmoil. And in the middle of all that, Daniel pauses and he says, "But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. In the midst of all that trouble, in the midst of destruction, in the midst of kingdoms being shaken, the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And in the middle of the night, 2 nights ago, so clearly in my sleep, it was over and over again. I've not read this in some time. I've not preached on this lately. But in the middle of turmoil, in the middle of trouble, in the midst of nations being shaken around our world, and our city and our state and our country going through a great trial, God impressed upon me so strongly to tell this church and all of you who are watching today that in the middle of all of this, the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Could it be that God plans in the middle of this time of shaking, in the middle of this time of turmoil and trouble, in this great need that our world is facing? Could it be that God is looking for a people to be strong? Not in their own strength, but in the power of His might, to trust in Him, to tune out the voice of fear and tune in the voice of faith, so that He can use them to do exploits, so that He can use us to do great things, to accomplish His work. The people that do know their God, we have to know Him. Daniel knew his God. He had a relationship with Him, and that relationship came before everything else. It was first in Daniel's life before everything else. He put his relationship with God before his own life. And he knew what it was to pray at least three times a day. He would open his window toward Jerusalem and he'd cry out to God. Daniel knew what it was to fast. There was at least one time that he was so troubled in his heart and so moved and stirred that he fasted for 21 days. And at the end of that time, God brought about a great answer. I want to challenge our church today. I want to challenge our church. We have to know God. During this time, there's many of you that your schedules have been altered, and some of you are working from home, and there are some that are you're out of school, and just time has kind of slowed down. And I want to challenge us during this time. I want to challenge you to pray three times a day, morning, noon, and night. Now, for some of you, morning starts a little earlier than others. For some of you, your night ends a little later than others. But I want us to do that, every one of us, if we would be praying morning, noon, and night. And at least we would know that at noon, we're all praying together. When it turns 12 o'clock p.m., we're going to be praying together. We're going to be praying for strength. We're going to be praying that God would bless. We're going to be praying that God's hand would be upon our nation and on our world. We're going to pray for our healthcare leaders and our government leaders. We're going to pray for a swift end to this virus. We're going to pray for great revival to come through the midst of all of this. I want to challenge us all to make a point to three times a day, we are going to pray. We're going to ask for the favor and the blessings and the help of God. Amen. If you have not been fasting, I want to challenge you to be fasting. You do what you can medically, but and health-wise, we understand all of that. But if you can fast one day a week, and I don't know who can fast which day a week, but I want the church to cover the whole week in fasting. And so one day a week, if you'd be faithful, one day a week and three times a day in prayer, we're going to know God, because I believe He is going to give us strength and He is going to do exploits. The people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. If you are overwhelmed today, if you've realized that you don't have the strength to make it on your own, if this crisis has made you more aware than ever that you need God, then I've come to encourage you. I've come to bring you a word of hope, a word of faith, that if you will know God, if you will spend time with Him, if you will pray, if you will be reading the Word of God, if you'll make your relationship with God first in your life, if you will know God, then He is going to give us great strength. And more than just surviving through this, God is going to do great exploits in this time of great need. I have to admit, when all of this started unfolding over the last few weeks, I began thinking of, well, how can we survive through this? What changes do we need to make sure that we make it through? What can we conserve and what can we save, and how is this going to affect our local economy, and how are our jobs going to be impacted, and how are we going to pay the bills, and how's the church going to survive through this, and how we... But I feel like God is challenging us here today, because it's not His will that His church just survive. It's not His will that we just barely make it through. I believe it is His will, it is His calling that the church, that His church, would thrive during this time. This is what the church is for. It's to bring help. It's to bring hope. It's to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. This is what we were born for. This is why we exist, to thrive, not just to survive, but the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. I believe that God is opening doors. I believe that God is making a way. I believe God is preparing hearts through all of this. There is a shaking that is happening, but I believe it's time that God says, I want my church to do exploits. I want my church to be strong. I want my people to be stronger than ever before, not in their own strength, but through the power and the anointing and the blessing that I'm going to give them. I want to be a part of that. How about you? Praise the Lord. So in closing today, I ask that we make a commitment to prayer and fasting. Three times a day. morning, noon, and night. I ask if we could take a, just make a point with our families and with whoever we're at that may be alone, but I want you to make a point to, I'm going to pray at least 3 times a day, and maybe all day long be in a spirit of prayer, but at least 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night, we're going to pray, and we're going to fast at least 1 day a week if we are able to health-wise. We're going to pray that we would thrive, not just survive. We're going to pray that we would be strong and that we would be able to do exploits in the kingdom of God, and that God would open doors and God would provide and God would make a way. In the next few days, we're going to be reaching out to our community, the immediate community around here, around our church. We're going to be asking if there's anything that we can pray with them. We're going to ask them to join in with us on Facebook Live. I'm going to be doing some promotion in our community and maybe just a simple video talking about this season that we were in, but also talk about the hope that we have. I'm going to be inviting people in our community that are fearful, that are afraid of the unknown, that are burdened. I'm going to ask them to call, and we're going to pray with them. We're going to do our best to be the church in this day. Amen. I want you to be praying for these efforts, and I believe God is going to open doors, and He is going to make a way. Amen. God has not called us just to barely make it through. But I believe the word for the church for this hour, and especially the word for our church, is the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Wherever you are right now, I wonder if we can just go into a time of prayer, because we need God's help and we need His strength and we need His mercy and His presence at this time. If you've not spent time repenting before the Lord lately, you need to find a place right where you are right there, and you need to ask God to forgive you of all of your sin, of everything that you've done that's wrong. You need to ask the Spirit of God to search you. And Lord, I repent of everything I've done wrong. I repent of every sin, Lord. You need to let God refill you. If you've already been filled and born again, you need to let Him refill you with the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you've never experienced that, then once you repent, you need to begin worshiping God and thanking God for His blessing in your life. And I believe God will fill you with His presence right where you are. And if you'll read through the book of Acts, and especially chapter 2, you'll see how when God filled him, when they were born again, they spake with other tongues. That is a promise for you, and you can have that wherever you are today. We're going to pray right now. God, I pray for our church. I pray for those who are watching here today. I pray, God, that you would help us to be strong and do exploits. I pray that you would help us to thrive. God, help us not just to survive through this, but I pray that you would give us strength from heaven. I pray that you would bless us with a mighty anointing during this time, that we would be able to be strong in the Lord, that we would be able to stand through this, that we would be empowered to do exploits for the kingdom of God. Lord, I pray that you would open doors in this time. I pray that you would touch hearts. Lord, prepare minds. God, people that have resisted you, let those walls come down and help us to touch them with your power and to reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity, this shaking that is going on around the world. I believe you're preparing your world for this world for revival. I believe you're preparing your church for what you want us to do, to get us out of our comfort zone, Lord, to where we reach out beyond the walls of our church and we do what we've been called to do all along. Help us to be strong and do exploits. I thank you, Lord, for the power of your Spirit. Lord, I pray that you would reach into every home represented here today, and I pray that you would touch them. I pray that you would send an angel of peace to every home, God, in the midst of this turmoil, in the midst of uncertainty, in this unprecedented time. I pray that you would let them feel the peace of your presence, God, in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over their life, over their children. I plead the blood of Jesus over their health. I pray, God, that you would encourage today, that you would strengthen today. Help us to be what you called us to be strong and do exploits. in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.